Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas. Numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's also the 31st and last day of August, 2020. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and my brother, John D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 unmuted if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with John and myself today. Well, it is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and a hazy smoke. I mean, at least it ain't real thick and dense, but the smoke is there. We get to breathe it. Thank you, California. But there are a few fires up here. I mean, fires every goddamn where. It's just, I don't know. Bring more people and rich people to live in the forest. You're going to have more forest fires, I suppose. People don't know how to handle fire. They played with matches when they were a kid, and that was it, and grew up in the city and came out here and think they're goddamn mountain men and just light a fire. Oh, well, that being the case, how is the weather today out there, Nazi Joyzy John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, 120 feet above sea level, we currently have 76 degrees and about 65% humidity. So thank God the heat finally broke, Henry. I was able to finally turn off the air conditioning, which has been going since June.
Yeah, we did too. I mean, it's finally, it's a cool down. We haven't turned it on. I think we might have turned it on yesterday evening just for a little while. But yeah, well, you know, it won't be long. It'll give you a couple of weeks and you'll be turning on the heat.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, for you. For us, it's a little bit longer before it gets that cold.
Yeah. Anything particular up your butt today?
Well, you know, of course, in Nazi Jersey here, this fucking great liberal governor we had, he's put another tax increase on our gasoline. So it's going up, oh, I think it was another 10 cents tomorrow. And then there's another tax increase going on our gasoline in, I think, a few months. So I saw one article saying, well, since 2017 or 2016, you know, we've had a 250% raise in taxes on gasoline here.
And what are these direct taxes to be used for?
I have no idea. But I'm sure it's supporting the treason, the communism, and all of the milksuckers that are bleeding the system dry, and very little of the money actually goes to what it's supposed to go to, like probably 1 cent out of the dollar.
And the Jews, of course, get their cut off the top.
Oh, well, there's no question about it. You know, Jersey used to be the cheapest place in the country for gasoline, and I think we're rapidly on our way to becoming the most expensive.
Boy, you got some doing if you're going to beat us out here. How much is it there?
Let me see. The last I went, the average price was like $2.15, I think it was. We have one guy up here. He's selling a little bit cheaper, but he's going to end up moving his price up tomorrow.
The lowest, you know, during this gas crisis, when the oil went down to -$40 a barrel, where you had to pay $40 to get rid of a barrel of it, was $2.15. We're at, I think we're at $2.39 right now, if they haven't raised it since the last time I drove by there. But, they say this, you know, is supply and demand. And, of course, what happened to that cycle of gas when it was, you know, -$40 a barrel? What happened to that gas prices, you know, where the refineries had to be getting it for, well, nothing? You know, because the gas was still being refined. And, I mean, what happened to that cycle when it should have went down to, you know, to, well, 30 cents a gallon. I mean, what should it be if the price of a barrel of oil is $40 to give it away?
I don't know. I guess they should have been paying us to take it.
I guess they should have, but we should have at least seen, I mean, like I said, lowest we seen it was 215, and it wasn't that very long, a couple weeks. And that was it, man. And back up.
Well, when that happened, I think we had gone down as low as 165.
Whoa.
And that's with the tax increases that he's put on it in the last couple of years, but not including the new ones, which I think start tomorrow. And then 2 months from now, 3 months from now, is another one. And it's just taxes. It's not the cost of gasoline. It's the taxes.
Well, that's like here we get 65 cents a gallon is tax straight up here in the state of Oregon. Yeah. I think I heard somebody trying to get in there.
I can tell you where a lot of it's going. There's two chemical plants. I can look out my back door. They're called what used to be Monsanto and Amoco. Now it's Ineo or some other people. But anyway, there's two flares that are they got to be over 100 foot in the air. I mean, just light up all the sky. And they're more than 10 miles away, and they're just been flaring for over a month. I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they just don't have people there to fix whatever's wrong. But it's just
maybe somebody needs to turn a valve.
It's this huge feedstock, you know. I guess they're just wasted. I never seen anything like it in all my life.
You know? Well, each day I can say that, I suppose. That'd be, you know, I got here hundreds of protesters gather against new flu vaccine mandate. Another one that mandates it in law. You know, they think they're going to fucking push over on us. I seen well, we'll get into this when we return. We'll be right back. Take your brain. Time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you a word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. I don't know if you saw it, John, but there was a video on the site there. I can't remember who it was by or what might have you, but this guy, and he's in a Walmart, and he's asked these punk excuse me. I just had COVID and I had to cough. These employees are standing there. I mean, this big fat chick, man, fucking, and they're standing there in this, you know, like forcing this guy out of the goddamn store because he won't wear a mask. And, you know, I was thinking about, you know, what we'd said before, how these little son of a bitches are going to start acting like they have some kind of goddamn authority. And I'm going to tell you people straight up, they don't. I know people who own fucking goddamn stores. A fellow right down here that owns a hardware store. I'm talking to him the other day. And he's been I seen him come in and he had like a bandana up over his face. And who is that masked man? But I mean, it depends on who's in the store. But I was talking to him the other day, and I said, what are they threatening to fine you? And he goes, yeah. I said, somebody reported him, you know, up to Portland and stuff and what might happen. And they're threatening him with fines. The Dollar General down there, I guess they took a $5,000 fine because they can't. He told me, this is the owner of the fucking establishment. He's owned it for fucking 40 years. And he told me, we can't make you put a mask on. I can't tell you to put a mask on. I do not have the authority. So if they did not have the authority, and these bitches are fucking doing this, you know, I'll tell you what, you stand in my fucking way of where I want to go, I'll knock your fucking ass out. It's called impeding my right of free movement. It's kidnapping. You cannot stop me from going forward, you motherfuckers. So the first one of you that tries it, expect to be hit right between you. I don't give a fuck if it's a woman, an old man, an old woman. I don't give a fuck who you are. You try to block my way, and I will knock your ass out. And the guy should have been able to, I mean, hey, do we have fucking law in this goddamn country of any kind? Are they even pretending anymore? Because that guy should have been able to call a fucking cop. I mean, one of their fucking corporate fucking cops, and the corporate fucking cop should have came over and said, you can't tell him he can't. Because there is no fucking, they have nothing. It's just, oh, Governor Brown, Kate Brown, she wrote it down on a piece of paper and said that's the law. And then you have Judge Napolitano who came on to Fox News and said neither the state nor the federal government, even under the admiralty, have any goddamn it, they can't do it. There's no due process of the law. They do not have a fucking warrant or a goddamn court order. Period. And they are, see, they try to act like this, you know, like they are, well, it's a private business. That's what they always try with that shit with Facebook when they're censoring people. But they're making, but no, they are, they have a license. They are a public, they are, on the public, stock market. They are a public, any place like that is public domain. And anywhere in public domain, that's, we've talked about it before. That's why supposedly a trans, a vestite with a beard can follow my wife in the goddamn bathroom because you can't refuse it because you're a fucking government agent and you're working under that 14th Amendment, equal fucking access and equal protection of the non-law for all the fucking subjects. But I'm telling you, that guy, I mean, he was hysterical. He was pissed off. And I don't blame him, but I would have just, fuck you, if I'm going forward and you step in my way, I'll tell you to move. I'll even take the trouble. I'll step over one step. If you step over one step and try to block my way, boom, out you go. You better get that through your fucking heads right now. And that's what people need to start doing. Knock them out. They do not have any authority. It's like I'm trying to stop you on the sidewalk. You're walking down the fucking sidewalk and somebody just steps in front of you. You say, move out of my way. And right then and there, you got the right to fucking drop them because they're fucking detaining you. Without warrant and without any fucking jurisdictional authority whatsoever. But then you take that step over, go ahead and take that step over. They want to step over in front of you. Bam! Nail them. Drop their fucking ass like a bad habit. Anyway, you know, you were talking about the immunizations and I seen a thing over the weekend. They were talking about the college kids, John. That if, you know, it might be best if they get this one with COVID that they just contain them all there at the college. And, you know, they're talking about it at the schools. So, you know, it's not just a stay at night, even a night of stay over at the fucking schools. It's kidnapping your fucking children and locking them down in a fucking a corporate fucking facility. Because this corporation is fucking, I mean, the revealing is over. They have come right out and told us straight fucking up. We're the corporation and we fucking have fucking judicial authority over you. Under the 14th Amendment, you are our fucking property and you're going to do what you're fucking told. Boom! Want to bet? Anyhow, hundreds of protesters gathered against new flu vaccine mandated in Massachusetts. This is from MSM. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Hundreds of people gathered Sunday to protest. You don't fucking protest this shit. You beat the fuck out of these motherfuckers. They have no authority to do this. Not even pretend authority. This is just them saying that I have lots of money, so I'm going to tell you what to fucking do. We're back to the goddamn, you know, what the people fucking fled in England. When they didn't actually flee, they were sold themselves into bondage just to get the fuck out of that hellhole. But you got at the point where I got lots of, just like fucking, what the hell's his name? Facebook boy and fucking Bill Gates and these fuckers. I got lots of money, so I'm going to tell you what to do because I got lots of money. Boom! I got a fist. I'm going to knock your fucking ass out. And you're not going to tell me what to do. Hundreds of people gathered Saturday to protest a new flu vaccine mandate for Massachusetts students enacted at schools prepare to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic phony fucking bullshit. Now this has been proven that this coronavirus pandemic is a fucking, it's a lie. I mean, I love the way this shit works. It's like Building 7. You know, the bitch is standing in front of Building 7 telling you that they didn't, that it just fell down just because it got caught on fire. Somebody dropped a cigarette in the fucking basement and it melted the fucking, the iron supports and it just dropped down. And the building's standing right behind the bitch. And then the, you know, the whole 9/11 thing, you know, everybody, the majority of the people aren't that fucking retarded that they believe any of that shit. Sandy Hoax. You know, they had their phony lawsuit with their fucking shill, Alex Jones so that they could say, oh, see, it did really happen. No, it fucking didn't. No, it fucking didn't. You lying son of a bitches. But I mean, it's bad enough that they removed the fucking law that said they could not use propaganda on the American people, but now they're enforcing, I mean, it's just like these fucking Walmart employees. Enforcing something that, well, just because I say, because I work at Walmart. And I'm big and fat. I'll fucking drop your fat fucking ass, like I said, like a bad habit. In a second, try to impair my fucking free movement, you son of a bitch. At the demonstration in front of the Massachusetts State House in Boston, protesters, some of them children, held signs that read, unavoidably unsafe, my child, my choice, parents call the shots, and I'm not a threat. No forced shots. See, what they're arguing here is just like with the guns. And I say, well, the bad guys won't follow the laws. That's why we don't want to. No, you can't have the fucking laws because they are a violation of the due process that is contained in the fucking supreme superior law of this land, ratified December 15, 1791, that you cannot fucking disobey. You do so, it's the highest crime in this goddamn country. You got that? And you fucking Marxists out there on the fucking streets telling me you're going to fucking take this country over? We're having a communist revolution and then you got the fucking corporate communists with their fucking, unmarked, fucking helicopters, unmarked fucking soldiers, private soldiers of the King of Israel, coming out and telling you, they're talking sedition, they're talking rebellion. They're talking goddamn, what the hell is the word I'm looking for? A revolution! And, well, you're not gonna fucking have a revolution in my country. Well, here come the fucking corporate communists in unmarked vehicles, in unmarked helicopters, with unmarked fucking soldiers to back their fucking Marxist brethren. I mean, where does this shit stop, people? How far are you gonna allow this to go? They're not putting no fucking needle in me. Period. They come here, they're coming for a fucking fight. That's all. So when they tell, I love the way they lay this shit out. Unavoidably unsafe. My child, my choice. And of course it is, you stupid ass. Do you know why? Have you took the time to figure out why it's your choice? And why the very fact that you're out here arguing with these goddamn idiots that have no jurisdictional authority over you makes you a fucking idiot? Either you accept tyranny or you fucking resist it. Absolute. Oh, no forced shot. Go ahead, sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, have you seen that video with Dershowitz in it?
I didn't get it all, brother. Try it again.
I said, have you seen that video with Dershowitz in it?
I did. He's saying this. Go ahead. Tell me what he said. I was wanting to watch it. I was running out of time.
Oh, I said with Alan Dershowitz, where he said the state can force you to have, you know, get a shot and plunge the needle into your arm. He's the freaking crooked Jew lawyer who, you know, helped Epstein and all of them, all the rest of them, you know.
He's the one that got OJ off.
The state has the power to do that. No, you don't, you cocksucker. he's literally trying to put that out there.
Oh, I know. They're gonna come out. These fucking criminals are gonna come out just like those bitches at Walmart. I mean, I told you guys it would come to the point. What do you think? A Walmart employee has some kind of authority over you? They don't. What they're doing is fucking, they're fucking coming up. They put Darren, the guy, I mean, like right up against your face. Get up in my fucking face. Try it. See what happens. See what happens to your fucking ass. It's because the people, again, everything that we get on here and complain about is our own goddamn fault because we have allowed it. Our parents allowed it. Their parents allowed it in different degrees. And as they got away with it, I mean, they stuck their toe in the water and fucking it didn't get bit off, so they stuck their foot in. And they didn't get bit off, so they stuck their leg in. Now they're in it up to their fucking neck and nobody's doing a goddamn thing. People should be knocking these son of a bitches out. You try, think about it. You're walking down a sidewalk. Somebody you don't even know steps out in front of you to bar your fucking way. Why are you in my way? You're not wearing a mask. What the fuck's it to you? Well, if they were going to pretend that they had some judicial authority, like a cop or something, like Blackwater USA fucking private enforcers, I want to see your goddamn warrant. I want to see your goddamn court order that says I have to wear, I want to see the fucking law that says I have to wear a goddamn face mask. Show it to me. Even your phony fucking law. There is not even a phony fucking law in the books that says you have to do it. That's why there is no fucking, it can't be enforced. A lot of people are getting out of their fucking small businesses just because they're sitting there with the fucking pricks that fucking, they went for the license. They don't know no better. They don't know who they are. They don't know they don't have to have a fucking license to do fucking business with one another. To engage in private enterprise. So they got the fucking license. They got the cocksucker that gave them the license saying, you have to make them put a mask on. But I don't have the authority. In fact, if somebody fucking attacked you for fucking not putting that mask on, you'd own their ass. You could beat them. I mean, you could beat them clear to fucking death if you wanted to. That is fucking kidnapping when somebody tries to stop you from progressing where you want to go. You don't step in front of me and tell me I will not proceed because I will not act. It's like the goddamn Christians in their, you know, their fucking theology. Oh, you got to be a member. You got to believe in what I believe or else fucking you can't go about in this goddamn country. My people were here in this fucking country before you were, you son of a bitch. And we've never let no motherfucker run us over. That's why we're still here. And you try this goddamn shit with me and you will get KO'd, man, right there on the fucking spot. But anyway, here we are this is work. They're working their way with this mask fucking deal. You know, trying to establish that somebody without authority can tell you what to do. So that when it comes around to this goddamn where they're going to try and force these fucking shots on you in your home, they're going to, I said you got to take this shot. Who the fuck are you? Well, I'm me, and I'm here with the needle. I got hired by the corporation to give you the shot, and you're going to take it, that motherfucker. Boom! Things are going to change. Ain't going to be a pop in the fucking nose. It's going to be a bullet through your fucking forehead. And anybody with you, this shit has got to stop. People have got to quit knuckling under. Like I told you guys when I went to the camping trip, I saw 1,000 fucking people. And these fuckers were all Californians pouring out of California to come and fill our fucking woods. They're still here. But they're not wearing masks. They don't have the fucking moxie in their own state to say, fuck you. You do not have the authority. Shove it up your ass and back it with some fucking balls and some fists. That's all it would really take at this point. But I told you how these bastards would finally get to, too. If you keep letting them fucking push you, it's like any place else, man. It's like the school ground. Man, if somebody pushes you, you better push back. Somebody hits you, better hit them back harder. Because you get to fucking, let that first person fucking turn that other fucking cheek. Let somebody slap that son of a bitch, and then you can leave town because everybody's going to think they can slap your fucking cheeks around. I grew up in a place where you don't let fucking people fucking do that to you, or everybody will give her a try. And it don't stop until you fucking lay somebody's ass out. Anyways, so they're carrying their fucking signs here. I got a sign. No, this, no, you don't even fucking talk this shit. You come out with a goddamn gun and you say, fucking try to give me a fucking shot or try to give my kid a shot. Or you know what? If, hey, what people could do with these fucking schools is just like, with you know, I got another article here about the fucking NBA. The NBA went on strike. Do you guys know that? How about this? Everybody who fucking buys subscriptions to those fucking games, cancel them. Everybody cancel them. They're not, nobody's getting to get it going to the stadiums and watch them anyway. Cancel them. Make them motherfuckers break their ass. Then LeBron James can go and get a fucking job. He can work like a real fucking person. He's getting to play a game for fucking millions of dollars, and he's going to fucking insist upon how you think. He's going to push his fucking view, or you can't watch him dribble a fucking ball. I have no interest in watching you dribble a ball. Shove that basketball right up your fucking ass. But can people do that? You know, the thing that these fucking communists have an advantage on us is the son of a bitches stick together. But then they got fucking money. You know, they're not, they got George Soros. I mean, 95 fucking days in Portland. What are these people? I mean, do they eat? Do they have a place to sleep? They always got clean clothes on. They always got, they look healthy. And I mean, who's fitting the fucking bill? Because they're not going to work. And they're not earning any fucking money because they go out every night. It's like a night job for them. Every fucking night. And so now today, finally, Rand Paul, I guess he introduced some kind of shit-ass thing. Find out who's financing. You know who's financing them, you little creepy little bastard from Kentucky. Fucking George Soros. They're telling you that they are Marxists. They are telling you they are here for a communist they are conducting a communist revolution. And so you would think that the fucking, order of the day would be for the militias to gather and put, and stomp out the fucking this phony fucking communist international revolution and protect our Bill of Rights. Because that's only reason we allowed a fucking federal government to exist. Because they were supposed to protect us from this shit. Well, they weren't supposed to protect us, but they were supposed to be there so that we could gather our militias, so that we could arm our militias, so that we could go blast these fuckers out of the street. And then finally somebody shoots a few of these fucking cocksuckers, these goddamn communists. And you know, you ain't heard much about that boy anymore, have you? Ain't heard nothing. I guess the two he killed, we're fucking goddamn hardened criminals that they probably just let out of the fucking jails. And the one he shot in the arm had a fucking pistol. So it's not looking too good for them. So I guess, some praying, you know, they can't just come into town as a goddamn citizen and say, get the fuck out of our streets so our wives can walk down the fucking sidewalks without being afraid. I got to come up with the praying boys or some kind of shit. One of them got shot in Portland last night or the night before. And now that's a big fucking deal. I want to watch these guys kill each other. Now the kid that did it, the 17-year-old kid, man, I don't know his intentions. He came there to fucking face the communists down, I guess. But anybody that kills a communist, I would be calling every fucking Vietnam vet alive. And I'd be, what the hell were you sent across an ocean to do? To kill communists. What'd they tell you to do? To kill communists. Why are you killing communists? So that we don't have them over here that the people have to fight them. But they're here. They were here back then. This was a communist fucking country while you were over in Vietnam fucking killing for a lie. I guess we'll see how it all turns out if we hear any more about this kid for a while. Because it seems like that would be front page fucking news, wouldn't it? I mean, he put two of those mother... Too bad he didn't get that headshot on that last one. He'd have been three dead fucking communists. He'd have done his fucking part, and he needs to be let go. These people have declared war against the people of the United States of these Americas. He's one of us. He's got the right to shoot them fucking dead. They say they're going to come in and fucking remove our fucking government, which is not that goddamn fucking corporate charter, but is that fucking Bill of Rights. And that's what they're really after. the communists, the goddamn corporate communists, and their brothers, the Marxists. They're after that procedural due process so that they can do what they're doing with this fucking shit like in Walmart, like with this guy. We just said so, and we're anarchy. See, this is that anarchy that old fucking David Rock was telling you about. That ain't goddamn communism. The hell it ain't. Because we got more people than you, so we're going to fucking tell you how what to do. Put a fucking mask on or we'll all gang you. Fucking gang me. I'll fucking shoot all of you. You son of a bitches. Anyway, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack from the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Social Distortion with down here with the rest of us, with the most of us, with the mass majority of us, letting these fucking punks push us around. I told you what they do. See, they get three. There ain't that goddamn many of them, but three of them. If they can get three on one, well, that's three that's going down. That three that's going straight down. It is now time for the tactical report, so I'm going to say it. John, you have the mic, brother.
Okay, thank you very much, Henry. All right, let's get moving. I am John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Monday, August 31st, 2020. Can you believe it? The end of August already. My God. It is 1542 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 342 to all you civilians out there and to all the retards who just can't wait for that next election cycle to get here. Mickey's little hands past the three and his big hands pointing up toward that little thing that looks like a snowman. It's actually the number 8. All right, let's get moving here. A couple of interesting things. Let's see here. All right, let's take a quick fly over that fraud, that con that we call the financial markets. Remember, the financial markets, they are all a fraud, a con. In fact, you know, by my estimates, I actually sat down and I worked it out one time a few years ago. I think at about 99% of the financial markets are fraud. They're a con. It's just mythical money. It's just made up out of thin air. Now, the 1%, the remaining 1%, that's the actual goods out there. And I don't even count services too much, but services are perfectly legitimate, or most of them are. But certainly the goods, because there's oil and transportation, there are cars being made, washing machines, stuff is always moving around. It's on ships, trains, planes. It's being delivered. People buy it, but they haven't picked it up yet. So there are goods out there, a lot of the stuff being manufactured. But compared to the value of all the outstanding or the notional value of currency and debt and obligations out there, the real stuff, the tangible stuff, doesn't even constitute or constitutes maybe 1% of all the outstanding so-called value out there. The other 99%, pure, unadulterated bullshit. And it's going to go to zero, people. It will have to go to zero at some point. In fact, we are living in an extremely unique moment in human history, because never before in all of human history has so much debt existed in the world, so much so that it's accruing by the millions of dollars per second for global debt. And if I remember right, it's something like, $10,000 per second for U.S. debt. I actually got the numbers written down here somewhere. I'll try and find them for tomorrow to give you the numbers I had roughly worked up. But even from the beginning of the show to now, and you're only talking, 44 minutes ago now, you've had an increase in what? $20, $30, $40 million in global debt. You've probably had the debt go up another $10 to $20 million for the USA, all during the course of just this little tiny segment of our show. Remember, that debt is going on whether you're paying attention or not. You're sitting there watching TV, you're eating dinner, you're sleeping. It's continuous. It doesn't stop. Never in all of human history has so much debt existed in the entire world, and never in all of human history has so much debt per person, or per capita, they might call it, has it existed in all of human history. So it's not that debt didn't exist in human history. It has, but never so much debt. And even if you break it down and spread it across 7 billion people, it's still a new astronomical high, and it's increasing every single moment. Moment after moment, it's getting bigger. That only ends in one way, people. At some point, the system will fail, because it's a fraud. It's a con. Remember, even a Ponzi scheme, it works at first. In fact, look at Bernie Madoff. He got away with it for, 20 years, 30 years, something like that? It works in the beginning. It works for the people who go in there and are manipulating it and understand it's a fraud and a con. They cash in and they cash out before the system crashes. It works fine for them. But for the rest of us, it's a game of musical chairs. There's 100 people walking around the chairs, and they pull every chair but one. So guess what? When the music stops, you got one winner and 99 losers. That's what we're going to have, people. Going on. Gold is currently at $1,970, and it's all about market suppression, people. They sell gold. They will sell an entire year's worth of global gold production in seconds. This is what they do at the paper market. In seconds, they can sell the 3,000 to 4,000 tons that are produced globally in seconds to drive the price down. In reality, they could never do that with physical gold. It could never, ever happen. But with the market manipulated and with paper gold, that's exactly what they can do. In fact, they even tell you, they determine the price of gold over there in the London, and they call it the London Fix. Now, I know some people are going to say, oh, but they got rid of that 3 years ago. No, they didn't. They just changed the name of it. And you know why they called it the London Fix? I love this explanation. They said it's because, like, when you're looking out on the horizon and you see the ship right there all the way in the distant horizon, and that's the way you're supposed to view the price of gold. It's that ship out there on the horizon. You're fixing your gaze on it. This was the actual bullshit explanation they gave to us, like we're a bunch of fucking monkeys and we're supposed to believe anything they tell us. Yeah, okay. There's a reason they call it the London Fix. It's because that's where they fix the price of gold. And yes, it is illegal, but that doesn't stop them. Going on, silver is at $28.24 an ounce. And again, if you're going to convert some of your purchasing power into gold and silver, this may be a good time. Now, remember I told you, do not think about money or currency as money or currency. Think about it as a temporary holding mechanism for purchasing power, because that's what it is. Only when it's in the form of currencies, which is what we have, those Federal Reserve notes created by the international communists, it's like your tire holding air, but it has a slow leak, and it's losing a little bit of that air pressure every single day. Well, that's what currency is, only that leak is caused by inflation when you're talking about currency, which is the deliberate confiscation of your purchasing power through the process of inflation. That's what it is. When you have gold and silver in your hand, outside of the market manipulation, they can't steal any of the value of your gold or the silver in your hand. They just can't do it. That's why they don't like it. They can't steal by the billions, by the trillions, day in and day out. If you physically hold something, that holds purchasing power in a way that they can't access it. And that's what gold and silver does. However, maybe you don't want to buy gold and silver. Maybe you want to invest in a little something different, because in the end, all you're going to do with the gold and silver is at some point in the future, trade it for things you need at that point in time. Well, some of those things you can buy now while this currency still has some purchasing power, and you can buy those items that have a very long shelf life, so you don't have to worry about them deteriorating or depreciating. However, you become responsible for the security of those items. And the same thing with silver and gold. When you are in possession of silver and gold or any kind of physical inventory, you become responsible for its inventory. Of course, the other option is to let the government be responsible for its protection. Yeah, we all know how that works out. I'll take my chances and guard my own stuff. But maybe you want to buy some bullets. I'll tell you what's going to be a great barterable item, a fucking little handgun. Tell you what, you go out there and you buy some of them little cheap 38s or a little semi-automatic 9mm. Holy shit, man. You'll be able to trade that for a car under the right conditions. You'll certainly be able to trade it for some gold or some food. There's no ends to what you could trade that for under the right conditions. Maybe you just want to buy some long-term storable food. And don't forget, in the future, when the shit starts to fall apart, not only may you be fighting for your life and trying to preserve your home, maybe you don't bug out. Maybe you're just going to stay home and fight from your castle. But even there, you still have all the mundane shit day in and day out that needs to be taken care of. You're still going to have to do some plumbing work from time to time. You still may need to do electrical work, replace some outlets or switches. You're still going to need laundry detergent. You're still going to need shampoo. You're still going to need soap. And, of course, don't forget about that toilet paper and other things like that. So you may want to spread a little bit of that currency, some of that purchasing power into those items now while they're still fairly cheap. Purely your decision, but just something to keep in mind. I'll give you, for instance, I was just working on my vacuum cleaners. Now, there's a mundane item, but guess what? It needed parts. And right now, the parts were still fairly cheap, although it took a while to get some of them because the mail system is being slowed down deliberately. At some point, they may stop it altogether. And certainly what I have seen over the last 3 months, anything being shipped from overseas, meaning from China in particular, it is now taking either much longer or it's gotten way more expensive than it used to be. So already you are seeing some of the prices, the price increases that are going to occur because of systemic breakdown. And shipping, mailing systems that are systemic and will break down when they deem it necessary and suitable to their objectives. And their objective is to destroy this country. So you may want to get some of those items, even though you may have the money in the future, that doesn't mean you'll be able to get them sent to you or even get to where they are to go get them. That's part of the reason you want to buy some of those items now, and you want to think about some mundane items. I'll give you, again, I'll go back to my example, my vacuum cleaner. It needed some bearings, needed a couple of belts, one needed a brush head. You know, small, fairly cheap shit, but guess what? When the international shipping system breaks down, either I'm going to have to wait a long time or pay a lot of money to get them, or I'm going to have to buy them domestically if they're available and if they can even ship it around the country, because they will interfere with the mailing system. So that's just one example of a mundane item that in the future, if I'm living in my home, that's still stuff I'm going to have to take care of. Look at your car. Maybe you want to go buy an extra tune-up kit for it now. Some spark plugs, air filter, PCV valve they call it sometimes, and stuff that your car uses for a tune-up. Now, the older cars use something called points and or distributor caps. New cars don't even have those anymore, but certainly they still have air filters. They still have spark plugs, even a battery. Now, the problem with car batteries, of course, is they don't last long. You buy a car battery, they come pre-filled with acid. Your clock is running. Typically, they're good 3 to 5 years. So what I did is I went into Home Depot and Lowe's, and I bought what they call the emergency backup pump batteries. That is for your little sump pump in the basement. They sell these 12-volt batteries. They look like a car battery, but not quite the same in their construction, and they won't perform as good. However, the saving grace is they come without the acid in them. They're not activated yet. They sell the acid right next to it. It's in its own little blister pack. You can buy the acid, buy the battery, keep them next to each other on the shelf, and they can sit there for 100 years, and it will not deteriorate. It'll be ready. When you put the acid in it, you will have a functional battery. And Henry's already talked about how much car battery prices have gone up, and when you get international shipping breaking down even more, or the costs of international shipping go up, guess what? Car batteries are going to become enormously expensive, because we already shut down the last lead smelting plant in this country some 3 or 4 years ago. We don't make any more of our own lead, people. And guess what's the major component in car batteries? That's right, lead. So you're going to have a problem if you don't have any kind of backup. At least it's not a phenomenal battery for a car battery, but it is one that will work, and it is one that has what I need it to do, that is sit on a shelf until I need it without deteriorating. All right, going on. Over in King World News, here's an interesting article. Man who predicted the global collapse just warned we are heading for a second collapse that will be even more terrifying. Now, I'm not going to go in the article. You can go over there if you want to get some more of the particulars, some of the more interesting details of what he's talking about. But what we are talking about here is the grab by the international communists, the Zionists over the entire planet, and one of the things they have to do to institute international communism in this country and other countries abroad simultaneously is they have to destroy national and the international economic system. They must destroy it. As far as you're concerned, that means you won't be able to get the stuff that you need, and or your money becomes worthless. So even if you have money and it has purchasing power, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to get what you need. Just an interesting article there for people who are interested in understanding what is the nature of the mechanism that we're talking about that's going to affect every single person on this planet. Going on. Over in Activist Post. Now, over here, I live in Nazi Jersey, central Nazi Jersey, and over here the article is, New Jersey hikes gas tax by 22.5%. Bring total increases since 2016 to 250%. And all I can say is, thank you, you sleazebag motherfucking state governors. You communist motherfuckers, you traitors, aiding and abetting the international communists between your tax increases, between your anti-gun laws, and of course with your COVID-19, and you want to protect us from it even though it doesn't exist. You scumbags, I can't fucking wait until we can have you arrested, put on trial, and I get to watch you hang and do the shit dance that Henry always talks about. My God. Now there is entertainment. I can't wait for that, people. Going on. Over in Nuke Pro, CDC admits on August 19th, only 6% of deaths with COVID-19 are only due to COVID. 6% of 153,504 people. And it's not even 6%. Remember, we've already had pandemiologists, epidemiologists, people who study massive disease outbreaks, virologists, doctors, nurses, and they've talked about how supposedly the COVID-19, which they have still not specifically identified as a genetically unique pathogen, but even talking about the one that they are believe that they are confronting, they have defined it as a very benign, a very, very mild virus. Now, let me give you a hint. That's doctor speak. That's nurse speak. That's virologist speak for it can't kill you. If you contract any of these types of colds and you die, it's because you already had a terminal illness, meaning you were going to die anyway, whether it was from an allergic reaction, because we have a sudden pollen outbreak, especially near the end of summer here. Plants tend to flower just before the winter, before they go into the winter, they become dormant, winter dormancy. They tend to flower to make the seeds for the spring, and there's an outbreak of pollen. Well, when you're extremely sick, even an allergic reaction to that could put you on the threshold between being very sick and being dead. Well, that's what the COVID does. If you are extremely sick and you just contract another thing that attacks you and forces your immune system to react, which is already stretched to its limits, that's what causes death. But the COVID didn't cause your death. All of the other conditions that made you terminally ill is what caused death. And that's what they're talking about here, people. COVID-19 is a political emergency, not a medical one. It is created by the international communists for the objective of instituting international communism here in the United States and abroad in all other countries simultaneously. That's why they grabbed all these countries simultaneously, because they want to institute international communism across the planet in every country simultaneously. And you know why, people? Because they love you, and they want to love you to death. Going on. Now, here's another scumbag governor for you over in Blacklisted News, also in Great Game India. That's the name of the site, Great Game India. Governor orders mandatory, I think Henry's talked about that word, mandatory, before. Governor orders mandatory flu shots for all students under 30 in Boston in order to attend school. What a scumbag order. How about I order my fist through the front of his face and out the back of his head? The governor of Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, has ordered that it is mandatory for all students under 30 to get flu shots in order to attend school. Following the order, massive protests were organized outside the State House Sunday morning demanding the governor, Charlie Baker, rescind the public health mandate. What? Whoa, what? Massive protests demanding that he rescind the public health mandate. How about we start off with a recall election in their admiralty system for treason and sedition, and then after you get them out of office, or at least go for, what they tried to do to Trump, impeachment. Because you can do that to any elected official. You can impeach, in fact, any government official, as far as I know, but certainly any elected one, because that's what the impeachment process is for, to remove them for negligence, abuse of power, and, of course, what's the word? Incompetence. That's the word. Well, in this case, it's clearly abuse of power. How about they get together, I keep forgetting the word. Impeach. They impeach the scumbag. Then you can charge him. Now you can bring criminal charges for treason and sedition. How about that? How come I don't see any protests for that? Saying let's get him out of office. Governor orders mandatory flu shots for all students under 30 in Boston in order to attend school early this month. Baker announced what is believed to be the first in the nation order requiring the vaccination for anyone 6 months or older, 6 months or older, who is in school or a daycare center, oh, with a few exceptions. Oh, I now, remember, these are communists. They understand in the end, they understand one thing and one thing only, and that's fucking violence. And this is going to be a violent reaction to get rid of them, because communists never, ever leave. Even when you got all the facts, even when you catch them, even if you had transcripts of all their phone calls, their bank accounts showing how they took bribes and payoffs, they don't leave. They never leave. It doesn't matter if you catch them full-blown in their lies. It doesn't matter if you catch them committing actual acts of treason and can show it with 100% confidence and proof. It doesn't matter. They don't leave. They understand one thing only, and that's violence, because that's what they want to bring on you people, because that's all they understand. And that's what it's going to take to get rid of these communists, so you better get your fucking brains right. Going on. Now, here's an example of that violence I was just talking about over in Cryptagon, Portland. Pro-Trump protester killed. A 40-year-old man who was accused of carrying a loaded gun at an earlier downtown Portland protest is under investigation in the fatal shooting Saturday night of what they call a right-wing. Oh, of course he's right-wing. Anyone who supports Trump's a right-wing. A right-wing demonstrator after a pro-Trump rally. Michael Forrest Renoel, and I'm not sure I'm saying his name right. It's kind of a strange spelling here. R-E-I-N, like in reindeer, R-E-I-N-O-E-H-L, Renoel. I think I'm saying it right. Michael Forrest Renoel calls himself an anti-fascist and has posted videos and photos of demonstrations he's attended since late June, accompanied by the hashtags Black Lives Matter, A New Nation, and Nate Taylor. Aaron Danielson, a supporter of the conservative group, Patriot Prayer, was shot in the chest and died in the street. Now, this is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. Now, it doesn't matter if it's Antifa, Black Lives Matter, BLM. It doesn't matter. It's fucking international communist people, and their language is violence. That's all they understand is violence, and if you don't agree with them, they're going to give you an example of their language, which is violence. And here's a perfect example. Aaron Danielson. And I don't give a shit if he's a member of some conservative patriot group. What I do care about is he was simply out there exercising what he thought was his political belief, and he got shot in the chest for it because he didn't agree with these international communists. That's what's important. Well, here's an interesting note on this. It says on July 5th, which is only a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago, on July 5th at one of the demonstrations, Renault was cited at 2:10, that's the guy that shot the guy in the chest. Renault was cited at 2:10 a.m. in the 700 block of Southwest Main Street on allegations of possessing a loaded gun in a public place, resisting arrest, and interfering with police. Now, if me and Henry did something like that, we'd be in jail for the next fucking 20 years. He was given a date to appear in court later that month, but the allegations were dropped on July 30th with a no complaint. According to court records, the documents don't indicate why prosecutors decided not to prosecute the accusations. Renault spent no time behind bars. This is a perfect example of what your fucking government is for, what the fucking court systems are for, what the fucking Jew-run DAs are for, what the fucking cops are for, is to protect the international communist invasion in this country, the infiltration and the installation of that international communism. So it's going to come to a shift, fight people, and the people who are most likely to come at you aren't going to be people like Renell. It's going to be them fucking Blackwater agents called cops, called sheriffs, called court bailiffs, any of these fucking government personnel that carry guns, they're going to send out to get you when the time is right, and that's going to be the most likely target you're going to have to point your gun at. So you better get your mind right about who the real enemy is. These fucking retards, they're useful idiots. The ones marching up and down the street, getting paid to be professional agitators, they're imbeciles. They're useful idiots. The real fucking threat to you is going to be these Blackwater agents called cops, because they're going to come in mass with police cars, and they're going to try and scare everyone else into submission by terrorizing one or two people first. And then they put on a big show, so you get the idea. Oh, I can't fight them. They're too big. They're too many. I'm too few. I'm too weak. No, there's only actually a handful of them. And when people rise up and they bring those 30, well, it's 30 million minimum of people who are really pissed off and got their finger right on the trigger now. But the reality is you've got over 100 million well-armed people in this country, over a billion firearms, and over a trillion rounds in the hands of private individuals. We could take these motherfuckers out in less than a single day if we tried. And there's the problem, people. We haven't tried yet. So get your mind right, because if you want to live, you damn well better try soon. And we're going to try. Anyway, that's up for unless anyone's got questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. All right, on you, Henry.
Nailed it right on the head, John. Yeah, we're going to try. And we're not going to try. We're going to do.
But we're going to do. Oh, absolutely, Henry.
Yeah, like, you know, we talked about this before. We're going to lose a couple of million to this goofiness. This goofiness that, I mean, the people out there that are like the ones that poured over the fucking border and took their masks off that are wearing them just because they're afraid of a $50 fine that cannot be fucking issued. There is no goddamn law to issue it upon. And like this governor you're talking about giving these goddamn arbitrary and capricious fucking orders that he has no authority to give. And it's just like the Walmart employees. They have no goddamn authority, but there's these, like you said, these communists know one fucking thing. They know fucking force. They know violence. And that's what you're going to have to deal with them with. You are going to have to bitch stomp, curb stomp, fucking beat the fuck out of them and shoot their fucking asses down, and then they'll get the fuck out of here. Just like when that kid shot. That's one thing I told everybody. Notice, man, remember how crowded that goddamn intersection was? When that boy opened up and then that third, they started chasing him and he dropped two of them and then shot the other one. Man, that fucking street was, it was, well, I'll tell you what it was. Let's see if we still got it here.
Well, you know, Henry, there was a great Marine general called Chesty Puller, highly decorated Medal of Honor winner, and he talked about how a single well-armed sniper can hold down an entire valley and literally stop an entire army from coming through that valley if he's positioned properly.
Yeah, the right position you could. I mean, of course, there being the whirlycopters after you and stuff, but if you was in the right place where they couldn't get you from above, I guess you could. The bottom line is people got to nut up. I mean, don't just sit there and scream this shit. I'm done yelling. I'm not going to yell.
No, you mentioned now, you know, we're going to lose a few million, but that's far, far better, and you're going to do it on your own terms than what they're planning for us, which is to get rid of at least 200 million in this country alone.
Exactly, but we don't have to lose those 3 million. We never had to. It is the people that fucking that go along with this shit over a $50 fucking, I'd have to go to court or else I'd have to send them $50. I would tell them, fuck you, right in your goddamn ass. Show me your goddamn law. You gotta write it down underneath some kind of goddamn, goddamn Bill of Lading, the Bill of-
Require a law.
The bill of lading is no good anyway, but you have to have a goddamn number on it, you dumbass. And I mean, like I said, I've talked to these fucking people that own fucking these, own stores. And they told me straight up, we can't tell you to. We don't have that kind of authority over people. And they fucking don't. But you have these big conglomerates. This was the fucking Walmart. I mean, you know what I mean? They come in and they fucking, they've ran all the local fucking merchants out of town. And now when you try to go in there, they're fucking these goddamn employees, fucking minimum wage employee coming up and getting in your fucking face and telling you to shove your fucking rights up your ass. You try it on me and see what the fuck happens to you, you dirty son of a bitches. Anyways, we have made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, fucking grow a pair. I mean, do not back down from these motherfuckers. I mean, God, I mean, shit, if we ain't willing for a few of us to fucking take on the fucking, I mean, some fucking Walmart employees, how in the hell are you going to take this goddamn country back? And that's why the 2 or 3 million are going to have to fucking die. Because of the fucking lack of guts. The lack of fucking moxie. The lack of fucking goddamn pride. Anyway, that is the word from the trenches.
Take care.